Hi. Wow. Hello there. Happy 2023. I'm back. I'm Miss T, and this is ECE by Miss T. Long time no talk, you guys. It has been literal years since I've been back on the show. A lot has gone on. When I first started this podcast, I had an in-home daycare for 8 years, and now I do not. I closed my in-home in preparation to open the daycare center that my mom and I are creating. So that has been what's going on with me. So I just took some time away from childcare. I took some time away from the podcast and everything as well. And I am so glad to be back, better than ever, with kind of like a facelift for the show. So it's very exciting. So guys, let's get into this new episode. This episode is titled Pros of Daycare. And let me tell you, if you think that I'm going to be biased on this episode because daycare is my life, you are sadly mistaken. I am here to absolutely acknowledge the trials and tribulations that families go through looking for high quality, consistent learning environment and care environment for their little ones. I mean, I see the horror stories just like you do. I mean, I get the alerts to my phone from Google News. You know, I see the things that have been going on in the daycare world for so long to where a lot of families have just become completely discouraged from even trying to put their child in daycare or find another daycare because the last one didn't work out. And so I do want to take a little time to just talk about those things. We hear all of the crazy things. We hear all of the stories of neglect and abuse and child endangerment. And that is no joke. That is a very heavy, heavy topic that we will save for a different episode because that's a whole episode in itself, honestly. But in this episode, we are talking about the positives when it comes to like finding the right daycare. And so this is kind of the perfect segue into the next episode that I'm going to be posting on here, which is, basically talking about when you're looking for a daycare for your child, what questions should you ask either the director or whatever, you know, whoever is the team member that is assisting you in the enrollment process. What questions should you ask? I know I'm a Pinterest girly, so I know that Pinterest has really, really great articles on what to ask your child's daycare teacher. And so I don't really want to go into that right now, but that will be the next episode. So stay tuned for that. So friends, in this episode, we are going to be talking about the pros of daycare. What are the positives? We know the negatives. What are the positives? Why should I put my child in a daycare program? Now, firstly, I would like to talk about how daycare can provide a safe and nurturing environment for a child with activities and educational opportunities tailored to their specific age group and developmental stage. That's one of the main reasons why a lot of children, you know, should be in some type of daycare setting. And again, the key word is the right one, it being a quality setting. That is the key in this whole discussion that I'm having with you guys. I feel like a lot of times, like we said earlier, parents just decide not to put their child in a childcare setting and just keep them at home with, you know, Nana or, you know, something like that, or with another family member or them themselves. COVID has a lot of us working from home still. So being able to, you know, keep them at home, for one, it saves a lot of money, I'm sure. But sometimes you can't really put a price tag on your child being developmentally stimulated. when they're in a daycare setting of quality, they are going to be having an environment that is filled with materials, toys, games, art supplies, all types of learning materials that are going to help them with where they are developmentally. And in a quality daycare setting, you're also going to have dedicated and qualified daycare staff that will be able to guide your child through their developmental milestones. So sometimes we just don't have the time at home when you have your child at home with you, or like I said, with another family member. Sometimes you're hitting a plateau in their growth and their development as their home, because you just don't have the time to get on the floor with them and play and give them the attention that they might need in those moments. Sometimes you don't have the right materials for them. And I know you guys might have heard of Love Every or something like that. I think that's the name, Love Every. But you have some subscription services that are tailor-made for your child's developmental stage, but those can get pricey as well. So either way, you're going to be spending quite some money on your child's development. You might as well, in my opinion, like I said, I'm biased because I know both sides, you might as well lean in the direction of like an all-encompassed experience for your child. In a daycare setting of quality, they're not only getting the developmentally appropriate materials, they're also getting the one-on-one attention that they need. They're also getting, someone who has the time to engage with them and inquire about what they're doing and really help to boost their communication skills. And having that conversation back and forth all day, might I add. When I had my in-home program, I used to always kid to the parents and say, like, man, I wish that I could wear some type of device that could count the words, like how many words I say in one full workday with the children. Because, I mean, there would be times where I get off work and I'm hoarse, okay, because I've answered the same question a million times or some variation of that same question a million times. And let's face it, as a parent, you just don't have, for one, the patience for that sometimes, and you also just don't have the time for that as well. So, and as we know with early childhood education and child development, everything matters. Every tone of voice, every emotional outburst matters. Every single thing that you say and how you say it, your verbal and nonverbal communication matters when dealing with young children, because this time from birth to 5 years old is just so, so fragile in becoming the infrastructure that is who they are as an individual, how they view themselves, how they think that the world views them, and so on. Another pro of enrolling your child in a daycare setting is the social aspect of it. At home, sometimes it's just them. They're the only child at home, and you're working full-time at home as well. So when else do they really get to see other children other than maybe at a church group or the gym daycare or something like that, or maybe with family members, with cousins or something like that? And we understand in child development that their social development is just as important as them learning their ABCs and 1-2-3s. That social development and having a very healthy approach to social interactions at a young age can completely change the trajectory of a child's life as they go into adulthood. Because everywhere we go, we're in social interactions. That's at work, that's in school, that's with family and relationships. Everything is based around how we have learned socially. And sometimes that social development can be stunted if they're not in an environment, a rich environment for them to get lots of practice and lots of guidance from their teachers. So that's another reason why a daycare environment is so important for a child's development. I also just want to add with the developmental aspect of it, it's not just about them with their peers, like children that are their age as well. It's also about having strong, meaningful relationships with other adults who would be over them, other than their parents, other than their family members. Having a strong attachment style, a healthy attachment style when it comes to drop-off in the morning. I'm sure some of you listening have a child that might just really wild out when it's time for you to leave them. A lot of times things like that can be alleviated with more exposure to other adults who are going to guide them and be a healthy source of interaction from adult to child for them. So being able to offer that to children in a high quality daycare setting is so important as well. So it does go beyond just the peers. My third and last pro for daycare, I would say a lot of the times it can become very beneficial for parents. You guys have so much on your plates. I commend you. I don't know how you do it. You guys amaze me. You are absolute superheroes. I see you guys day in and day out. You guys do so much. You're working all day, then going to practices and recitals and picking up and dropping off and helping with homework and cooking and cleaning and also balancing your relationships as well. I'm in awe looking at, you know, parents do your thing. Like that is amazing. But sometimes, you know, you do need that support. You need that support when it comes to your child. When they were born, they did not come with a manual. Now there's lots of books out there. There's plenty of books out there on child discipline and raising a child and parenting. So there's lots of ideas on how to do things the quote unquote right way. But those books do not have your child's name on it. They were made before your child was thought of. Your child is a whole being with their own personality, their likes and dislikes. And so a lot of times parents can struggle with their child's development, thinking about tantrums, meltdowns, those quote-unquote terrible twos, but over here we call them the terrific twos. A lot of those things can be extremely stressful for a parent who doesn't understand quite how normal a lot of those issues might be that they're having, or those challenges that they might be having with their child at this developmental stage. Hence why I created this podcast, understanding your child as a whole being and not just their behavior, seeing their behavior as a subset from where they are developmentally, having a good understanding of that and being able to adjust your response to their behavior. So with that being said, I digress. I feel that parents can struggle a lot when it comes to their child and, you know, maybe even some developmental delays or something like that. And so having the support system of people who are now experts and child development and have been around your child for 40 hours a week, if not more, they are now becoming experts in your child as well, just like you had to become an expert in your child. They just have a little different kind of training when it comes to your child. with their education. So you guys can kind of put your heads together and get to the bottom of some of the challenges that you guys might be facing at home, any type of challenges that your child might be having developmentally or socially or something like that. You guys have that support system from dedicated, positive, happy, supported teachers who are there to really be a shoulder for you to lean on and to be a positive guide in your child's life. So friends, I mean, it is a win-win-win with these three pros. And trust me, there are more pros than that. I just didn't want to take too much of your time, but I just wanted to keep it down to three for you guys. But there's so many pros to daycare. The key is just to find the right one. The key is to ask the right questions, know exactly what to look for when you go into tour and all of those things. And so, like I said, please stay tuned for the next episode, which is going to be about what to even ask when you go looking for daycare and you're looking for high quality and a place that you can feel safe. So we're going to break all that down for next episode, and we might have a guest on the show for next episode as well. So look forward to that. But also I just wanted to end with letting you know where we are with our daycare center. We got our building, 2022, I believe it was, June of 2022. My mom, she also had her in-home and she closed hers in July, and we just started getting to work with this daycare center. The building was not a daycare before, so there were some modifications that needed to be made. And so stay tuned for an episode with Miss Tony, my mom, and the director of House of Agape Child Development Center. We're going to be talking about those surprises that we got with this building and with our own timeline that we had in our head for opening and everything like that. We'll discuss that if you guys are interested in hearing about that. That'll be fun. But yeah, so we are just waiting for this remodeling to be finished. We're working on enrollment. So if you are in the Augusta, Hepzibah area of Georgia, check out our website. It's kidsofagape.com, KIDSOFAGAPE.com. And on there, you'll see lots of information regarding our program, what we're all about. See if we align with your values, with raising your child and everything like that. See if we are in alignment and we might be a good fit for you. You know, we are dedicated to changing the narrative for daycare. Look at the title of this episode being Pros of Daycare. We're trying to shift that narrative because we know that we can do better. And we're in a very unique position to be able to do better for families and for teachers and for children. So check us out. We do have early enrollment going on right now. We want to offer that to families as well. We're going to be running a special soon on our registration. So, yeah, fill out the contact form on our website. Again, that's kidsofagape.com, or you can always give us a call at 706-619-1689. It was a pleasure talking with you guys. I'm so glad that you tuned in and you made it to the end of this episode. I went a little bit over in time, but I feel like we covered great information. Until next time.